With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The U.S. Department of the Interior is creating a historic record of Indian boarding schools. It's an open wound that is still felt as a mass grave of 215 indigenous children were found in British Columbia, Canada. The remains of 9 children will be returned to Rosebud. SDPB's Richard Tubols reports.
Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland is a member of New Mexico's Laguna Pueblo and the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. She addressed the Department of Interior's path forward regarding the troubling legacy of the U.S. government's Indian boarding school policy during the National Congress of American Indians mid-year conference.
Today, I'm announcing and sharing with you all, first, that the department will launch the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative. At no time in history have the records or documentation of this policy been compiled or analyzed to determine the full scope of its reaches and effects.
Haaland says the truth must be told about the loss of human life and the lasting consequences of these schools.
This investigation will identify past boarding school facilities and sites, the location of known and possible burial sites located at or near school facilities, and the identities and tribal affiliations of children who were taken there. I know that this process will be long and difficult. I know that this process will be painful. It won't undo the heartbreak and loss that so many of us feel. But only by acknowledging the past can we work toward a future that we're all proud to embrace.
At its height, the United States had 367 Native American boarding schools, with 25 of them being in South Dakota. Today, 73 schools are still open and 15 of those are still boarding schools. There are at least 50 Native American children that perished at the Rapid City Indian Boarding School, now known as Sault Ste. A memorial site is currently in the works to honor and remember them. For SDPB, I'm Richard Tubols in Rapid City.
A federal judge has dismissed the lawsuit filed by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe challenging the operation of the Dakota Access Pipeline. But U.S. District Judge James Boasberg on Tuesday outlined a path for a future legal challenge to an ongoing environmental review, should the tribe seek to make one. Boasberg indicated if the tribe plans to challenge the outcome of the study, it must do so in the form of a new lawsuit that would be assigned to his court. He also left open the possibility of reopening the case, should any previous orders he made concerning the pipeline be violated. Boasberg in May concluded the tribe had failed to demonstrate a likelihood of irreparable injury from the line's continued operation. Lawmakers continue to discuss regulations surrounding medical marijuana in South Dakota. On Monday, a legislative subcommittee listened to several presentations, including one from North Dakota's Department of Health. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin reports.
North Dakota legalized medical marijuana 4 years ago. The state invested in a software system which registers all patients who use medical marijuana and their caregivers. The system also tracks marijuana manufactured and dispensed in the state. Jason Wall is director of North Dakota's Medical Marijuana Division. Wall says North Dakota limits the number of medical marijuana dispensaries to 8. It also does not allow homegrown cannabis. Wall says concerns around safety was one reason lawmakers decided against homegrown cultivation.
Since you aren't able to do any compliance testing on those, it's unclear whether or not there are mold or mildew issues or if that plant has heavy metals in it.
South Dakota's new state law does allow homegrown marijuana for medicinal purposes. Kit Jeffries is with Dakota Cannabis Consulting. To alleviate safety concerns, Jeffries asked committee members to consider opening up licensed testing facilities to the public.
I do think priority should be given to license holders. However, completely refusing the opportunity to test your homegrown cannabis is mind-blowing to me. I think that should be allowed.
South Dakota's medicinal marijuana laws will go into effect on July 1st. The South Dakota Department of Health is still in the process of setting regulations for medical marijuana use. The department is required to enact rules for medical cannabis by October 29th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin.
The South Dakota Department of Health will hold 2 town hall meetings on medical marijuana June 28th. You can find out more information about the town halls and South Dakota's medical marijuana laws at medcannabis.sd.gov. census.gov. A University of South Dakota alumnus is headed to the Olympics in pole vaulting. Chris Nilsson won the event Monday at the Olympic trials in Oregon. He cleared a height of 19 feet, 4 1/4 inches. Derek Miles coached Nilsson at USD. Miles won a bronze medal in pole vaulting at the 2008 Olympic Games. Nilsson says he got some advice from Miles before Monday's competition.
Don't think about pole vault. Don't think about winning. Don't think about getting top three. Go out and have fun, which is probably the most cliche thing that anybody could ever say. But, you know, this is probably the only time he's actually said that to me. He's never actually told me, go out there and have fun. And after I won, he just said, man, good job, congrats, and just hugged me. That was about it. It was really short and sweet, and I loved it.
This is Nilsson's first time qualifying for the Olympics. He is a 7-time All-American and 3-time NCAA champion. The Tokyo Olympics begin July 23rd. Last year's Independence Day fireworks show at Mount Rushmore cost about $4 million. That's according to a new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. The state of South Dakota paid for nearly a third of the cost. It spent $1.1 million, while the federal government covered the rest. Three Democratic U.S. senators asked for the report. It says further Independence Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. cost another $11 million. The National Park Service denied permission for the fireworks this year. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.